She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I've been lifting weights for a while now, and I'm definitely seeing a difference in my muscle tone, but my trainer always says, you gotta eat that protein, go home and have some chicken, get a chicken breast. And I think, well, what if I'm a vegan? What if I don't want a chicken breast? Andrea, haven't we been told this forever? You gotta get that meat protein to get those muscles nice and strong.
Well, it is, and protein is super important. We want to have protein within an hour of waking up because it wakes up our brain and it helps to balance our blood sugar. So very important for our diets.
It really is. But what about getting it through a vegan way? Well, I am so excited to have the wonderful Rhea Fry. She's the author of Power Vegan, Plant Fueled Nutrition for Maximum Health and Fitness. And she's going to set the record straight. Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Rhea. It's so great to have you on. You know, I mentioned in the beginning that I just feel like every time I talk to a trainer, which is often, you know, doing radio, that there's just so much chicken everywhere. So, and eggs, you know, what can we do? And tell us a little bit about, is this true? Is this not true? What is going on?
It's absolutely not true. I'm also a certified trainer. I have been for the last 14 years, and I've seen that throughout my career. It's just kind of what we're taught. We're taught that to get big and strong, or even to have lean muscle mass, that we need protein, but that protein needs to come from an animal. It's much like the dairy situation with milk, that in order to get calcium, we have to drink cow's milk. It's just what we're taught, but it's not true. Plant-based proteins are amazing. They're cheaper, they're easier to digest, and you can build muscle all with plant-based proteins.
So, Rhea, can you give us some example of some plant-based proteins that, you know, especially when it comes to breakfast, because I find for me, I know how important it is to get that protein in the morning. So what would be some great breakfast options that would incorporate some plant-based proteins?
Yeah, breakfast happens to be my favorite meal of the day. So I am a huge smoothie fan. I mean, smoothies are so easy. They take a minute or less to make. And you can really get your hemp-based proteins, brown rice, pea proteins, which all tote about, you know, 20 to 30 grams of protein per serving. Again, very easy to digest, a lot easier than your popular whey proteins. You can also make granola that's just full of seeds, such as chia seeds or hemp seeds, which also contain complete proteins, which are very important. You can make pancakes. That's my absolute favorite. Non-dairy pancakes are my favorite thing to make in the morning. You can get a ton of protein in them just with the ingredients, again, using a chia egg instead of a regular egg. You're using seeds, grains. You can smear some almond butter on there, which has about 7 grams of protein in it. So it's very, very easy, actually, to get enough protein with every single meal throughout your day.
Can you give us an example of, I mean, those pancakes sound great. Could you give us an example of a quick and easy recipe? Because I know for me, Rhea, like in the morning, I'm so busy. I've got to get to my desk. I'm working out. I'm, you know, there's a very little time for preparation. So what would be a really good recipe that I could use to throw together, you know, a pancake recipe?
Yeah, pancake recipe, and I make these about 3 or 4 times a week. My daughter loves them. She just turned 1, and she eats them like crazy. So you actually just take oat flour. So instead of, you know, your typical flours, all-purpose flour, you can just grind oats in a food processor or Magic Bullet, or just buy oat flour. And oats have about 7 grams of protein in a half cup of dry oats. Super easy to make. You can mix that with some, again, I just said a chia egg. You take 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, mix it with 3 tablespoons of water, pop that in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. That takes the place of your egg. You can do a half of a mashed banana. You can mix some coconut oil in there, kind of mix everything up. I like to add blueberries and walnuts. Walnuts are another great source of healthy fats, a little bit of protein. And I have this recipe in my book, actually, which I love, very easy to make, but takes, you know, 5 minutes to get them done on the griddle, and you're good to go. And I like to eat them for snacks, so you can pop them in the refrigerator.
That's a great
after,
idea.
Yeah, and just as a good mid-morning or afternoon snack, they're very easy.
Rhea, how long do you put the chia and the water mixture in the fridge before you can use it in the
pancake? Just for a few minutes. Yeah, just a few minutes until it sets. Chia seeds plump when they're in moisture, when they're in liquid. So really until it gels, which could take, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. It's very, very easy. The whole recipe from start to finish takes me about 10 minutes in the morning.
I love chia seeds. Cool. You know, I use them for so many different things. And I put them in my shake all the time because, like Rio was saying, it thickens it. But it also has great fiber. So, you know, for me, it's one of my favorite all-time go-to foods. So, Rio, I just want to ask you. I want to ask you about your you touched upon before about the complete protein. Can you tell us a little bit? Because that's, I think, something important for people to understand. Because when it comes to an egg, it's a complete protein. Explain a little bit, you know, in terms of why that's important for us to get it and how, you know, getting it from a non-animal source is just as good.
Right. So complete proteins are those that contain all the essential amino acids. So all proteins have amino acids, whether you are eating a chicken breast or a bean. It's just their amino acid profiles that are slightly different. So because non-animal protein sources sometimes can be low in just a few of them, those amino acids, that's why people think, oh, you can't get enough protein on a plant-based.
Right.
You can't get, you know, a complete protein, which is not true at all. And you don't, if you eat a varied diet, you get all of your complete protein needs. So, for example, if you put together a cup of quinoa, some broccoli, and chickpeas in a meal, that has over 25 grams of complete protein in a meal.
Wow.
Same thing with brown rice, lentils, spinach. That's complete protein altogether. So you don't really even have to worry about how you mix it. Again, if you eat a varied diet, you're going to cover all of your bases. And hemp protein, I love like hemp seeds, hemp protein, chia seeds. Those are two that are so easy to get every day that are both complete proteins, and they don't have to be cooked, which is even better than animal.
Yeah, you know what's so nice? What's so nice, too, is I'd love to make a nice cold quinoa salad. So you can take some quinoa and some garbanzo beans and chop up some vegetables, a little olive oil, you know, whatever spices you like. And it tastes so good, especially on a hot day. So refreshing.
Completely. And if you don't have a soy version, you know, tofu, tempeh, those are great complete protein sources. Some people don't like to eat that. But, again, those are very easy and can be very, very healthy for you.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to soy, the important thing is that if you're going to choose it, because many people do, is you choose an organic variety that isn't genetically engineered. Yeah, because I think that's, you know, a major issue, and, you know, other than, you know, some other reasons, but I think that's a big issue as well.
Completely.
So, Rhea, you know, I was looking at your website, which I find fascinating. You look like you're in fantastic shape. What are some the foods that you eat to keep in shape, and kind of like you were saying, you like to snack on items. What are some of your favorite go-to snack items?
You know, a really easy one that you can also do for breakfast are my no-bake energy bars, which I also have in the book. But this is so much fun. I mean, you can just use so many different ingredients. But this really does take about 30 seconds in the food processor. Dates are the main ingredient. And I love dates as a pre- and post-workout food because they don't have to be converted into anything for our body to use them for energy. They're just those simple sugars that are available to work out. So it's really great activity food. So I use those as the base for my energy bars, and then I throw in nuts and seeds and usually hemp protein powder or organic brown rice protein powder. And I can eat those kind of all day, little bites before my workout. I usually do a smoothie after my workout. I just love eating raw, actually. It's a very easy way to kind of get what you need. Lots of smoothies and salads and nuts and seeds and, you know, sometimes dried fruit, fresh fruit, hummus, vegetables, just eating foods that really don't have an ingredient list. It's kind of an easy way to boost muscle mass and stay in great shape.
Now, Rhea, I'm sensitive to nuts. I can eat them, but they make me tired, which really stinks, let me tell you. So I'll eat all these like once a week.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like knowing I'll be tired, but we have a very short amount of time left. Can people do this and not eat nuts?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. If nuts make you feel bad, do not eat nuts. You can definitely do it with seeds. Or if that makes you feel bad, you know, you just have to pay attention to your body and how it feels. That will tell you exactly what you should and shouldn't be eating.
Okay, yeah, great. And thanks, Rhea. You make a really good point, Rhea. I mean, that's absolutely the most important thing, to listen to our bodies of how we feel after we eat anything. So thank you for joining us. Until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and RadioMD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Cheers to good health.